So let's review. We had learned in the previous daf that in certain situations, such as ha'hoylich lahakpol p'nei aviv, or p'nei rabbi, or p'nei misha gadol mimenu, over atzavor b'mayim b'ein ha'cheshesh, someone who is going to visit his father or rebbe may walk through a body of water, even if he is submerged up to his neck in order to get to his destination. And not only l'dvar mitzvah, but even l'dvar harishos, for personal and discretionary activities, such as shemi peris, oivrin atzavor b'mayim b'ein ha'cheshesh, workers who must go out and watch the fields may pass through water on Yom Kippur. This is not considered rechitza shel tainug, washing for pleasure, and therefore permitted. The Gemara here clarifies that it would be permissible even on a regular Shabbos to pass through a river, even though one is wearing shoes, and we're not concerned that he will remove the shoes or that the shoes will fall off, and he might carry them and transgress hoitzah on Shabbos. However, that applies only to mina, shoes, but with sandals, l'ketchila one should not wade through a body of water on Shabbos, because sandals can more easily come off in the water, and we are cheshish that he might carry them on Shabbos. The Gemara now gives several examples of activities which are forbidden because of rechitza, washing on Yom Kippur. Tani Yehuda bar Gregers, asa leishav al gabei tina b'yom kippur. It's forbidden to sit on wet cement or mud on Yom Kippur because, as Rashi says, shelech luach hatit hava oine karv l'rechitza. The pleasure of sitting on the wet cement is akin to the pleasure of bathing. However, Yehuda rules that one may cool himself off with chilled fruits on Yom Kippur, even though the fruits contain some moisture. But one may not cool himself with a silver goblet full of liquid, and according to Rav Papa, even if only partially filled, because some of the liquid might spill on the person. Zira bar Chama related that he had seen Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi use a matpachas, a damp cloth that was prepared from before Yom Kippur to wipe his hands and face on Yom Kippur, and they did not consider this rechitza. The Gemara points out that the tina is tefeach amanas l'hatfeach, which means that it makes something wet to the degree that the second thing can moisten a third thing, and the matpachas was not tefeach amanas l'hatfeach. The Gemara now brings two questions that were asked of Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, one of which was related to the inuyim of Yom Kippur. Shalos Rabbi Elazar, zokin v'yeshiv b'yeshiva, tzarech litel rishus l'hat b'chayres oy enetzarech, a distinguished Talmud Chacham who sits on the Sanhedrin. Must he receive permission from the Nasi to be matir b'chayres, to permit b'chayr animals to be eaten based on a mum, a blemish found on the animal? Amr tzadik mechaluk al ragla v'omar. Ani re'isi es Rabbi Yisi ben Zimra, shezokin v'yeshev yeshiva haya, v'omad b'malah mezikne shal zeh, v'not rishos l'hatim b'chayres. Tzadik testified that he witnessed Rabbi Yisi ben Zimra, a member of the Sanhedrin, requesting permission from the Nasi. Rababa clarified and said that that was a different situation. Rabbi Yisi ben Zimra was a kohen. And the question was if a Talmud Chacham who is a Kohen may be Mata Becheres at all. Do we say that he may not be Mata Becheres? Because HaChashed B'davar Lo Yidanoi V'Lo Me'idoi, someone who is suspect about a certain matter may not testify or judge in that matter. The Kohen of those days were suspect of making a mum, because otherwise, the Kohen himself must care for the Becher for probably a very long time. Therefore, we cannot have a Kohen render a halachic decision regarding a mum on any Becher. However, the Nasi at the time ruled that we passing like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that a Kohen is trustworthy to render a decision regarding a mum of someone else's Bechar, but not on his own Bechar. The second question Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas was asked, Maho latzis besandal shel sham b'yom kippur. May one wear a cork shoe or some other non-leather shoe on Yom Kippur? And the answer was that this is permitted. The Gemara then brings several examples of non-leather shoes that were worn by various Amoraim on Yom Kippur. The Gemara next discusses the obligations of minors on Yom Kippur. Tan Rabban, Tinaikes mutarin bekulan chutz min ne'ilas sandal. Young children are permitted to eat, drink, and wash themselves on Yom Kippur, but are forbidden to wear shoes even from a young age. The Gemara explains, Hanach delav rabisaihu gazibuhu rabban. Those things, such as wearing shoes, which are not essential to the growth of the child, the chum were geizer that a child as well should refrain from wearing them on Yom Kippur. Hanach the rabisaihu legazibuhu rabban. Things that are essential to the growth and well-being of the child, such as eating, drinking, or bathing, the chacham were not geizer to prohibit a child from those items on Yom Kippur. The Gemara continues with the ruling of the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. Hamelech v'hakala yichutzes peneim. A king or a new bride may wash their faces on Yom Kippur. The Gemara explains, a melech may do so because the pasuk states, Melech b'yafir techazen einecha. A king should always look regal and presentable before his nation. A kala, which the Gemara defines as within the first 30 days of marriage, is permitted to wash her face, k'day should look tisgana al baila, so that she should look fresh and radiant in the eyes of her new husband. Eliezer had also mentioned in the Mishnah, Hachaya tinel es asandal. A woman who just recently gave birth may wear shoes on Yom Kippur, mishum tzina, because if she would walk around barefoot, she might contract illness which could be dangerous for her. Shmuel adds, Im machmas sakonis akriv mutter. If the danger of scorpions is prevalent in the area, anybody may wear shoes because walking barefoot could cause a situation of sakonis nefashis, which takes precedence over the isra of ne'ilas sandal on Yom Kippur.